tropical cyclone Heidi is crossing Western Australia's Pilbara coast. The Category 2 cyclone is bringing winds of up to 150 kilometres an hour as well as torrential rain. A red alert remains in place for communities between Pardoo and Wim Creek. 2,000 homes are without power and some houses have been flooded. Two men will face court today charged with the murder of a 14-year-old man in Geelong, west of Melbourne last week. Dirt bike riders found the body of Russell Hammond bound and burnt in parkland on Friday. Just hours earlier, his burnt-out car was found in a nearby paddock. An 18-year-old man has died after being struck by a train in Sydney's inner west. Police say the man's body was found inside a tunnel near Lewisham Station. It's believed he may have been spraying graffiti with friends when he was hit. Iran is blaming the United States and Israel for a bomb attack that killed one of its nuclear scientists. Mohastava Ahmadi Roshan was killed by a bomb that was attached to his car. It's the fourth such attack on an Iranian nuclear scientist in the last 2 years. The incident has further increased international tensions over Iran's nuclear program. And a former Arab League observer says the monitoring mission in Syria is a farce. Algerian Anwar Malik has told Al Jazeera TV he quit the mission because of what he saw in Syria and that he says included war crimes. Meanwhile, a French journalist died when a shell exploded in the city of Homs.